I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol. Jake, one question I get quite often is, what do we need to do when we get pulled over? Nobody wants to be pulled over, but when it happens, what do we need to do?
Yeah, well, you know, when those lights come on behind you, you know, it can be scary. The adrenaline starts pumping, and sometimes people do some unpredictable things, and innocent things, but things that, you know, can raise an officer's awareness, you know, get him on edge, because obviously, you know, it's a high-risk activity out there on the highway. Not only do we have to watch traffic, but we have to watch the violator. But if you get pulled over, it's simple. Just, you know, pull to the as far right as possible off the roadway. And then as the officer approaches the vehicle, keep your hands visible. That's what can hurt an officer is someone's hands. We want to see your hands. So, you know, just either have them up on the steering wheel or have them just in your lap. You know, just where when the officer walks up, he can clearly see your hands. Don't make any quick movements. And then he's going to take over from there. And all you have to do is follow his direction. Probably going to ask you for some documents, you know, your driver's license, insurance, registration, things like that. May have a few questions for you. But it's really a scary experience, but it doesn't have to be. It really doesn't.
When the officer is walking up, don't be digging for the documents until you're asked, right?
Exactly. You know, no quick movements like reaching under the seat or, you know, I've walked up on the car before and for some reason feel the need to put on their shoes or whatever like that, you know, and they make that movement down towards the, you know, that's, we don't want to see movements like that. You know what I mean? And we just want you to be sitting there in the car, sitting still. I mean, you can reach over and be getting stuff out of the glove box or whatever, but, you know, just no quick movements. And the key thing is to keep those hands where we can see them.
We've heard stories where people are told, you know, if you're alone and you're unsure, go to someplace that's more visible. Just cautiously drive there, but don't make any sudden moves to take off.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, and that has to be done, too, though, with a reasonable amount of common sense. You know, I mean, if you're driving to Chillicothe, and, you know, you're halfway between Hamilton and Chillicothe, you know, you can't go 10 miles till you get to Chillicothe. I mean, you know, the officer's going to. That's going to – and then if you do that, that's fine. You know, if it's a reasonable distance, you can see a lighted convenience store ahead or, you know, an exit ramp or something like that where you want to – it's lit. There may be a convenience store right there, and you want to be at a more lit area. That's great. But also expect the officer to be maybe a little bit on edge, okay, because you didn't pull over immediately. No big deal. And then you can explain that when he approaches the vehicle, is that, you know, you felt more comfortable getting to a lit area. He's going to completely understand. But just expect him maybe to be a little bit on edge because, you know, when we turn the lights on, you know, we expect people to pull over in a reasonable amount of time. And that's, you know, 99 out of 100 traffic stops, that's what happens. So just, you might expect that officer to be just a shade on edge when he comes up there.
Does it help to kind of acknowledge that they're there, or maybe a wave
of a sure.
Hand?
Yeah, you could hold your hand up, wave at them, or, you know, kind of wave in the back so they, and they're going to pick up real quick on what's going on, and they'll be okay with that. You know, and, you know, what ties into that as well is a lot of times we walk up on a traffic stop, and maybe we followed that vehicle for a mile or two behind them before we turned our lights on. And I've been asked a lot, you know, why'd you wait so long to turn your lights on? Well, you have to understand we're waiting for a safe place to pull you over too, you know, because not only do we want to get you pulled over, but we want to do so, you know, with good visibility, not just over a hill crest or around a curve or things like that. And that's not only for our safety, but that's for the violator's safety as well. And, you know, and then another very common thing, people get asked is, do I have to exit the vehicle? If the officer asks me to come back to his vehicle, do I have to exit the vehicle? And, you know, the Supreme Court of the United States says, yes, you do. It's a reasonable request for you to come back to an officer's vehicle and be seated. Now, I've had a lot of people, especially women, females, that say, you know, I'm not comfortable coming back there. I never make them. You know, unless there's some extenuating circumstance, I'm not going to make somebody come back to my vehicle. But there may be certain situations, you know, if you know, just off the top of my head, if maybe the officer smelled maybe some intoxicating beverage or maybe an illegal substance or things like that, he may demand that you come exit that vehicle and come back. Just understand that if he is directing you and he is adamant, gives you an order to come back to that vehicle, the Supreme Court says you have to exit your vehicle and come back.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.